future is now. And welcome to the SBK Crypto Podcast. 15 minutes of crypto fame.
My name's Charles Story. I'll be your host in the next 15 minutes. We're coming live from the city of London, Shoreditch. So let's get down to business. Today's Monday. It's the 9th of April, 2018. Crazy weekend it's been thus far for the SVK crypto crew and for the crypto space over the weekend. We saw lots of new stories breaking, so I'm excited to bring that to your attention. Something that I wanted to focus on as well was the cryptocurrency market itself. So the market cap is currently $257 billion. Bitcoin's dominance of that is 44.3%. Bitcoin is currently trading at $6,729. That's down nearly 4% in the last 24 hours. Ripple is currently trading at $397. That's down 0.5%. We have EOS, $5.83. That's down 2.5%. Cardano is at 14 cents. That's down nearly 5% in the last 24 hours. And NEO is at $50, and that's up 6% in the last 24 hours. I'm going to give a shout out to Polymath, which is trading at $43, and that's up 35% in the last 24 hours. It's been the best altcoin performance we've seen in the last 24 hours. Let's get on to the next part of the show. Before we get to the top stories of the day, I want to talk about a few things that I've seen in the markets today, and I see real value and opportunity. Now, remember, this is not financial or trading advice. This is just our in-house view. EOS, E-O-S, one of the most exciting projects I have seen for a long time. The team are so smart. We've got Dan Larriman, who is the CTO of EOS. And one of the reasons I brought them to your attention is because I believe, and we believe at SVK Crypto, this is one of the projects that will have long-term value in the space. And when I say long-term value, I don't mean in a month or two time. I mean in the next 5 to 10 years. We really believe in this project. And because of that, I wanted to give them a special shout out just to kick things off on the right foot. To kick things off, Chile is using Ethereum's blockchain to track energy data. So let's jump into it. Chile will use Ethereum's blockchain as a way to record energy sector statistics, its government announced Thursday. The National Energy Commission, which is part of the country's energy ministry, said it would commit data to the public Ethereum ledger in order to augment levels of security, integrity, traceability, and confidence in the information available to the public, according to the statement. The commission is particularly concerned that its databases can be hacked and manipulated. The Ethereum-based approach represents an alternative method for data storage, given that distributing records among a large number of nodes helps to alleviate that concern. The commission has already begun committing some data to the blockchain, including information about installed electricity generating capacity, average market prices, marginal costs, hydrocarbon prices, and compliance with laws requiring that energy renewables account for a certain share of electricity generation. Following this stage of the project, known as Energía Abierta or Open Energy, the Commission will study the results and share them with other companies and government bodies in the sector. Susana Jiménez, Chile's energy minister, said in a statement, "We're interested in taking this technology from a computational level to a concrete better case, understanding that it's considered to be the most disruptive technology in the last decade by world-class experts, and it could be part of our day-to-day life in the next few years." The Commission's decision to use an open blockchain like Ethereum, as opposed to a so-called permission network, stands out. The statement explained that having hundreds of thousands of servers authenticating the data makes it trustworthy and difficult to alter. Big investors will make all hell break loose in crypto in 2018, says Abraz CEO. Let's hear what he's got to say. Cryptocurrency investment app Abraz CEO forecasts that all hell will break loose in Bitcoin and altcoin markets this year in a fresh mainstream media interview, March 28th. Speaking to Business Insider, 2 weeks after the startup announced it had raised $40 million in new funding since October, CEO Bill said Western institutional money would begin to dip its toes in the crypto assets in 2018. In doing so, Bill continues a popular narrative that institutional investors waiting for an opportune moment would transform Bitcoin and major altcoin price performance. Bitcoin continued to sink, fresh buy weekly's lows, March 29th, circling around $7,600, according to a price tracker. Ethereum, which had lost 52% of its value in a month, is set to challenge $400 a coin. And here's what he said. I talked to hedge funds, high net worth individuals, even commodity speculators. They look at the volatility in crypto markets and they see it as a huge opportunity. Bill nonetheless reports adopting a suspicious bullish tone. Once that happens, all hell will break loose. Once the floodgates are opened, they're opened. Even cryptocurrency industry analysts have recently aired caution about short-term price prospects of Bitcoin. Regular commentator Tone Vase has warned during recent highs that until resistance around $12,000 was cleared, prices would continue to post lackluster performance and could even drop lower than the current levels. For Bill, however, future potential takes prevalence over short-term volatility between $6,000 and $12,000. There really is a zero large-scale institutional money from the West in crypto right now. That is happening in Japan, he continued. We're getting closer and closer to the real clarity in the West that it's okay putting 0.5% of your assets into crypto. Let me know your thoughts on the story. I think it's a cool one. Let's jump to the next one. Samoa's central bank investigates OneCoin investment scheme. Interesting story. Mixed reviews on this one, so let's jump in. Samoa's central bank has launched an investigation into the OneCoin cryptocurrency investment scheme. As previously reported by CoinDesk, OneCoin, a pyramidal marketing scheme widely believed to be fraudulent, has been subject to investigations by multiple countries, including India, Finland, and Italy, the latter of which fined OneCoin 2.59 million euros for utilizing pyramid scheme tactics in 2017. Officials in Samoa are investigating whether people in the country have been defrauded, noting that promoters have been targeting would-be investors. This is a snare that is used to catch people's money, the Central Bank of Samoa's governor, Maiva Atalana, told the Samoa Observer last week. You invest $1,000 and then in 4 months, your cash is 10 times more, which means you cash in $10,000, she said, describing OneCoin's pitch to investors. Local media reports also indicated that Samoan church ministers may also be implicated in the scheme, though it was not clear in what capacity. In addition to its investigation, the central bank issued a warning to investors, emphasizing the risks associated with OneCoin and cryptocurrency investment schemes. More generally and clarified, it has not endorsed any crypto businesses. And as I always say, do your research. Make sure you know who you're investing in, the project. Take your time and always understand what you're investing in. Let's get on to the next part of the show.
Top Twitter tweet of the day.
The top Twitter tweet today goes to Armin van Bitcoin. Here's the tweet. Four of the top five Canadian banks are now blocking their clients from purchasing Bitcoin via credit cards. I present to you the results, and there's a chart of Bitcoin falling down in price, which is not a pleasant chart, but one that we understand. The next tweet goes to Bitcoin News, and you can go from at BTCTN. First Soros, now Rockefellers, move into crypto. Woohoo! Let's get on to the next part of the show.
SBK's current global crypto view.
Now, for the listeners out there that are new to the show, welcome. And I'll give a quick introduction to who we are. So we're the hardest working guys in the cryptocurrency space. Well, we think we are. Anyway, the time now in Shoreditch, East London, it's 3 minutes past nine in the evening. And myself and Shane, are you in? Yeah, Shane's over here. He's still hustling away. We're going to jump on the mic, man. We're going to jump on the mic and give you some fresh fresh updates on what's been happening with us, what's been happening in the market, and kind of freestyle of what we think's going on our take on the market. So I'm going to introduce you to the man, Shane V. Kehoe, CEO and co-founder of SVK Crypto.
Welcome.
You know we have a leveled structure over here, Charles. We're all the same for the greater and for the good of crypto. Thank you very much for a phenomenal introduction. I've actually just walked by you several times to hear you complete your show this evening. You're absolutely nailing it. Although it's 9 p.m. here Monday, we're still in the office. Actually, we got a pretty busy week this week. I think today, really, what's your day been like? I mean, you've had a huge amount of catch-up, right, from all last week. A lot of new inquiries, a lot of new ICOs. We've been really working on our fund structure. Hugh has been doing a phenomenal job on continuing to get the structure correct. We've been dealing with events which we have next week with LISC, which is actually shaping up to be really cool here in the City of London. That's going to be on the 18th yep. March.
It kicks off at 7 p.m.
So that's going to be our usual meet and greet, and fantastic to meet all the SVK crypto crowd and community here in London. We always have a good night. We always meet new people as well as a lot of old faces as well. So everyone's very much welcome to come down to that. It's all about giving back, and I think everyone is really interested to hear Jacob and the rest of the LISC team actually talk about their project. I mean, LISC currently has a market capitalization, I think the last time I checked, of just under $1 billion. These guys execute amazingly well, and I'm certainly going to learn a lot from that. So that's kind of cool. We've also got actually quite a lot of traveling this week.
Yeah.
Looks like I'm about to fly over to Dublin on Wednesday and Thursday to speak at a private equity and venture capital conference, which is going on. I'm on a panel discussion, really talking about blockchain.
What's the discussion called? What's the panel discussion called again, Shane? Let the listeners know. Tell them the truth.
Is blockchain a bubble or not?
Stop it. Get out of here.
So anyway, I think you know my answer. I'm super bullish. And for people that were at our last meetup here in London, I took us through not only my valuation matrix, but also I believe where we are in the whole cycle and what's going to transpire next. So that's going to be lively. I'm then back, I think, on Friday. I'm back in the office. And then on Saturday, again, there's another conference stroke panel discussion at the London Cryptocurrency Show, which is going on over in the Novotel over near Hammersmith. I'm on West London. I'm on a panel discussion talking about the future of ICOs. So yet again, that's going to be very, very interesting. And then as soon as we finish up that, I'm hopping on a plane and flying to Amsterdam to hook up with you and Oliver. And maybe you want to just give us a little bit of a heads up of what you're doing in Amsterdam on Saturday. Now keep it clean.
Well, let me tell you, it's going to go down in Amsterdam this Saturday. So we're flying out early in the morning. Shane's going to join us later in the afternoon. And we have the NEO event. So we're all very excited to be part of that. We have all the new NEO-based projects, such as Trinity, Alchemint, NKN. They're going to be present at the event. So it's going to be great to catch up with old friends. People have been on the podcast, such as David Lee, who's the CEO of Trinity, and also just hanging out with the crypto crew over in Amsterdam, because it's great, and I have the honor and privilege of being able to travel around the world and meeting new people and meeting like-minded enthusiasts. So it's always great to meet people, meet fans of the podcast, meet fans of the crypto space, and be able to kind of hang out and kind of catch up with old friends and make new ones as well. So that's very important for us, and we're going to be rocking it in Amsterdam. So if you're around in the evening, definitely let us know. We're going to be very active in the Amsterdam region.
Stop it, you. I'm almost fearing my life after what happened in Hong Kong. For those of you who haven't seen our video footage of Hong Kong, please go to the YouTube channel, go SVK Crypto. You'll see a few videos of what we did in Hong Kong, the first 5 hours in Hong Kong, which was very, very good. And then, of course, a review on Token 2049. So you can kind of catch up on what we did over there. We're also going to have a videographer with us in Amsterdam, so we were recording all that. So I'm sure that's going to be definitely a lively one. 24 hours in ADAM, what could possibly go wrong? You know, apart from that, Charles, I'm really just looking at the markets each and every day. I did notice today, and I said to you guys in our morning meeting, that I noticed that there was a slight change in sentiment with regards to negative news flow and positive news flow. Obviously, I really believe that this current market is really driven by sentiment. It's driven by media. We're yet to see the real fundamentals take place. And you have to be aware that the market can get pushed either to the upside or to the downside way beyond what fundamental analysis actually takes place, value obviously being one. And I think for me, I have to be very aware of how the herd is moving, because I'm quite a contrarian trader by nature. I'm always buying when everyone is selling, and I'm always selling when everyone is buying. That's just in my mentality. This is no different. But what I've noticed is that we've really, really kind of come down and consolidated at this market cap of about 250 billion. I'm seeing lack of negative news. I'm starting to see a little bit more shift towards positive news flow, but underlying, the technology is improving each and every day. Like, the fundamentals behind this are unbelievably bullish. However, you have to have your timing correct. There's no point just being totally bullish in the face of adversity or negative news flow. We all know that this market capitalization, I can certainly debate it past anybody, that it will go from 300 billion to 3 trillion. Of course, there's an adoption period which much takes place. And in order to put on those trades to the long side, you're always looking for the catalyst that will start to make that other move. So you don't want to be committed all your capital, you don't want to use all your bullets, but you have to be very aware of how the underlying market is trading. And I'm starting to see a floor built around here. I'm not saying that it can't go lower. It always can. The market can remain irrational far longer than you can remain. Exactly. That you can remain solvent. So the market will always push you in places you don't want to go. This is no different being a sentiment-driven market. But what I have noticed recently is that we seem to be churning along this base right now. And the underlying technology is continuing to improve. There are some amazing upcoming events coming through. Obviously, you've talked a little bit about EOS, and they're coming towards their end of their 350 days or a year ICO. They've raised in excess of about $2.5 billion, and I think there'll be a lot of talk around how they're going to deploy that and how they've done that. We also have some pretty big events coming up. We've got the Dubai blockchain event, and we also have Consensus in May coming up as well. Oh, well, we're speaking in Lithuania, so we're going over to Vilnius as well, so we'll update the crowd on another time on that. But there's some catalysts coming through, and as I said, not to mention, I think the ICO market has been very adversely affected. Obviously, it's a risk-off market, so the last thing you want to be doing is investing into new projects which don't have any history, difficult to value. But I think once these markets start to move to the upside, which we're forecasting they will, I think that you'll start to see everything being pulled up by it. So another point to note, actually, is that when you look at the cryptocurrency markets, unlike the equity markets or the bond markets, or the commodity markets, you'll always have defensive type plays, or you'll always have asset classes that when the market's falling, that more defensive portfolio managers will move into. They'll hedge against it. The cryptocurrency markets are moving in lockstep. So on days, everything is up, and on other days, everything is down. You tenfold. Don't, yeah, tenfold, right? We know how that feels. But it's not like you'll see one day Ethereum up 15% and then all the other altcoins down 15% and then Bitcoin trading stable. Everything is up, is up and down in lockstep, and that just shows you the underlying sentiment driven market that we're in, and it's not individual names that are outperforming others. So I think that it's definitely a time where you want to do your work, you want to build your network, you want to take your time to really understand what you want to do on the next move, and then you know, you need to be patient. It's just like fishing, and you know, you're not going to put all your bait on one hook, nor are you going to go, you know, all in and expect something to happen instantaneously. It's definitely a waiting game, but underlying technology, and all the guys I speak to, the smartest guys in the room that are all techies and programmers and developers, are working harder than they ever have, and we're seeing more and more people come into this space. So you'll see that kind of catch up. So anyway, I'm extremely positive. I'm extremely bullish, but then you always have to get your timing right, and that's what we look at each and every day. So yeah, I think we'll just keep doing what we're doing and staying in the office till silly o'clock, right? That's how we roll.
14-hour days.
Yeah. 14-hour days is the easy one. But anyway, I just wanted to say thank you very much again. You're nailing the podcast. Really, really appreciate it. The team is working unbelievably well. We're growing each and every day. And we're really privileged, and we not a day goes by that we don't thank this fantastic industry that we're in, and the people that we meet, and the ability to network and communicate, and more importantly, thank you so much for listening, the support that you give. We wouldn't do it without you. But do me a favor, if you got value from this, if you liked what you heard, if you really appreciate Charles, comment, share, come onto our Twitter. Please post something on Twitter to say that you like it and that you're in support. Come on to our Telegram, which we're really active in. It's SVK Crowd. Get right on Telegram, put an SVK Crowd, leave us a message. We'll give you a shout out. Of course, we've started our YouTube channel now, which we know there's a lot of attention on. We're really going to work hard on that. Come on, subscribe to our YouTube channel. Give us a comment. And, more importantly, if you just want to hustle and annoy Charles, just send him an email, cstory@svkcrypto.com, because I know he just loves getting emails from you guys each and every day. So for me, I guess that's a wrap. I got to bounce. I'm out of here. But thank you very much. I'll pass you over to Charles to say goodbye. Appreciate it.
Well, thank you, Shane, for coming on the show. I know you're super busy this evening, so we really appreciate that. And thank you for your attention, your time, and your enthusiasm. And remember to share the crypto love like we do every single day. And remember to subscribe and to share it with your crypto community. Thank you so much. Have a great evening, and we'll be back tomorrow. That's a wrap.
You've been listening to an SVK Crypto Podcast original. Follow us on Twitter at @SVK_crypto. Email us on cstory@svkcrypto.com. Leave us a message on our website, www.svkcrypto.com.